This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America as well as around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, also, the truckers, the men and the women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, we appreciate you very much. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. All righty. Hour number two, the professor of politics, California IA Way, Kyle Warren is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian beliefs. Now, we found out the other day when Kamala paid a visit over the weekend for a routine doctor's check at Walter Reed that she was actually there to get tested for COVID because of the fact that she had come in contact with five people from the Texas delegation so far that have tested positive for COVID. So they wanted to make sure that she was okay, correct?
Right. That's exactly what they did, yeah.
And as far as we know, she passed the test.
That's right. Well, I think they put out a statement saying she tested negative for COVID-19. But initially, how fortuitous it was, Captain, that they had scheduled a routine doctor's visit.
I told you that was a smokescreen. I told everybody Sunday night that was a smokescreen. Don't believe it.
Well, sure it was. Of course it was. And, you know, Captain, too, the Texas legislators who went on the airplane, I thought you had to wear masks on the airplanes. So evidently they didn't have to do that.
No, because they were from Texas and they were legislators and they were Democrats.
Yep, exactly right.
They probably had plenty to drink, though.
Well, probably. I did think it was interesting what Jen Psaki said when asked about the Texas legislatures on the airplane. She says, "I don't think I'm going to be in a position to hear to assess what safety precautions they may or may not have taken. Obviously, these individuals were out there trying to elevate the issue of an individual's right to vote." So,
oh, God.
I guess that's the official, maybe the White House position.
Okay.
Who knows?
Well, we got a problem over in Southeast Asia right now. It's called Indonesia. They've now surpassed Brazil as the country with the highest daily death count, according to COVID-19, with over 1,000 people dying every day from the virus. The surge is largely due to the Delta variant and the fact that they've only got 6%. 6% of their population vaccinated.
That's right. There are 270 million people in Indonesia. So 6% of that obviously is just a drop in the bucket. They've also recorded on Saturday, they recorded 51,952 new cases, in addition to the 1,092 deaths that they recorded. Now, here's an interesting part of this though too, Captain. On July 20th, some of these lockdown orders or curbs on movement in the country there, are set to expire. So, I think they'll be taking a very hard look at that. I think they'll be extended, because of these terrible numbers that they have.
Guess what group of people are being the hardest hit by the COVID?
What's that?
The healthcare workers.
Well, I can imagine. Sure.
Yeah, they can't get to them fast enough to vaccinate them.
Yeah.
Because they're scattered all over the country, and it's a very remote area of the world.
Well, exactly, yeah. It's an archipelago, so it's spread over several different islands. Exactly, yeah.
Now, here's one for you. According to The Hill, a new YouGov poll found that 20% of American adults believe the government has put microchips in the coronavirus vaccine.
Well, yeah, that's sad. Obviously, that's not happening. I can't imagine how it would even be done. But these things get started, and you know, these kinds of conspiracy theories. But there's nothing to back that up, I would think.
No, not at all. And by the way, you were talking about the Dow Jones. Well, yesterday the Dow Jones fell 800 points as global markets fell due to the fears over the Delta variant and things like what I just read you about Indonesia.
Well, that's exactly right. And they are concerned, well, at least it would appear the market's very concerned about the possibility of restrictions or further or maybe lockdowns coming back again and so forth. They're looking at that, or if, I think aren't they beginning to institute that to some degree or another in the UK? Because, again, this does beg the question, though, Captain. Lockdowns didn't really seem to do to do what they said it was going to do. Mm-hmm. So if we get back and we start having more lockdowns, we've got masks in LA County, that could easily lead to stay-at-home orders or, quote, non-essential businesses being closed. I can't imagine what small business people or any business people would consider themselves to be non-essential.
Yeah, by the way, Eric lost his support dog.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're sorry to hear that, Eric. So, you know, there are other ways. Matter of fact, I got a couple things here. I'll mention something when I come back, and you can write it down. All right, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere. I got lots more to talk about here on the program.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Mark Walters, I was on his program, Armed American Radio, Sunday night, hour number 3 with the round table. And that was from 10 to 11 his time, but it would be hour number 3 if you want to listen to the podcast, which I'm sure is up by now, so there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Talked to Dawn yesterday, and she was telling me that Mike Lindell was very happy with the support that he was getting from the people here on this program that are chiming in and buying products, and he's so appreciative. Again, Mike Lindell is somebody we got to keep in business. He employs 1,500 people up there in the state of Minnesota, and they were trying to put him out of business, but he outfoxed them because he went and started his own website, put all his products over there, and he's selling them in a very expeditious manner. Now, he's also able to turn around and offer people some tremendous savings. For example, he's changing the game with his 6-piece towel set. Now, this set is made with USA cotton, so it's made in America with USA cotton. Also, it makes it extremely absorbent, yet still provides the soft feel you look for in a towel. I've got a set. I just ordered another one. I'm waiting on it. Now, the set comes with 2 bath, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Typically retailing for $109.99, but for a limited time, you can get this set for a low price of $39.99 with the promo code CAPTAIN. You save $70 on the towels, and that's unheard of. That's unheard of. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, too. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials to take a look and see how many other things are over there marked way down that you can save money on, not just the towel set where you'll save $70, but many other things. You'll find deep discounts on other My products there as well. Remember, just enter the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com. The promo code is CAPTAIN. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We certainly have plenty of stuff going on. New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. I'll give you an example. Chicago, the police are now starting to target gun trafficking following a bloody weekend. I believe they had 7 killed and 55 wounded. Ahead of the Biden strike force, which is supposed to be coming in, I believe, next week. That's what our, I'm sorry, end of the month, which I guess is the end of next week. Have you heard that?
Exactly right, yes. That's what we're hearing.
Okay. So, we'll see what happens there. Now, I'd be curious to see, because some of their money at the police department level was defunded so that they got rid of one of the units that was out on the street, and all they were doing was getting guns. And the wonderful mayor there decided, well, we don't need that unit.
Well, sure, but that's all for show. You know, but it has real consequences when you're trying to virtue signal to the far left about how you're getting rid of police units and defunding the police and joining on the bandwagon of police or the problem or something. It really does have these terrible consequences.
Well, people like Lori Lightfoot are the problem because of what she's doing there. She's not doing anything to help the police. The police department union would like nothing better than to get her recalled, but that's not going to happen, I guess. Now, in New York, the New York Times reporter Nicole Hannah Jones declared that all journalism is activism, and as a result, she's being chastised.
Well, yeah, well, journalism isn't necessarily activism.
It's not supposed to be.
Well, of course not. But, again, unless you're an activist to find out what happened and report it, you know, it used to be that was sort of the
but that
the
makes you an activist, not a reporter.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, I mean, but the idea is that you want to find out facts of a story and report them accurately. That's what that's what the mantra should be. But now it's become, I have a point of view, so I'm going to go and I'm going to frame stories a certain way so that it makes it come out and you think the way I want you to think after you hear or read the story. And that's where the activism is coming in, because then you have people all across the highways and byways to say, look, I don't know who to trust anymore, because there's no more Walter Cronkite, let's say.
Yeah. And that's the way it is.
That's the way it is. Yeah, well, I heard a commercial for a news service, and they had somebody says, I used to watch news I agreed with. Well, I don't know that we can agree or disagree with the news, but yet it's this idea of framing the news. And that's why you got to be able to get both sides. You got to be able to be discerning. And it's, when you see it's obviously going one direction, you know you got to check out something else.
Now, there's some good news on the forefront about possibly reducing the severity of COVID-19 for people that have to take cholesterol statin drugs, and that is that the statins that you're taking may, in fact, reduce the COVID-19 severity if indeed you do get it. And there's many instances where that's true.
That's right. Evidently, the statins have something to do with what's called an ACE2 receptor.
Yep.
And what that does is that evidently it doesn't allow the virus to get a hold, or if it does, then it's not going to be quite as bad. They've seen these studies that if you were taking statins and you went to the hospital with COVID, your chance of dying was reduced by some 41%, or, you know, basically by those kinds of numbers. So it could be a very significant thing. Again, but, you know, just as it goes together with underlying conditions, general health, how, you know, vitamins, and I mean, all these different factors go into play. And that's why, again, this virus just doesn't seem to have been because Bruce the Bat flew around someday and gave somebody a virus. This is a pretty sophisticated problem that we're dealing with here.
Shows you what I know. I thought his name was Charlie.
The Bruce, Barry, I don't know. Something the Bat, you know, but that's long and gone, I think.
Stanley the Bat.
There you go.
Or Stanley Labatt.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, I just we just talked a little bit about Kamala Harris, but let's move on to something different here. Kevin McCarthy has named 5 congressmen from the GOP to sit on the House panel probe starting the January 6th investigation. And the senior congressman on the committee would be none other than Jim Jordan of Ohio.
That's right. That's right. And also you've got Jim Banks of Indiana.
Yeah, but who else is on there?
I think it looks like we got Representatives Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota.
Yep. Who are you missing that was already named early on?
Who's that?
Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney. Well, we'll see about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And the senior congressman member on the Republican Party on that committee would be Jim Jordan.
That's right. That's right.
So Liz would have to take a back seat.
Well, it's going to be very interesting. There's no doubt about it. Again, you know, this is something that they're going to be investigating, but at the same time, we've got a lot to find out about, people that would have ginned up, let's say, riots and looting and all kinds of mayhem that we saw descending upon American cities last summer.
Yeah, and we'll wait and see what happens, because back in late May, the GOP lawmakers blocked the creation of this independent bipartisan panel to look at January 6th, arguing that it was time to move past the event and not try to exploit the for political advantage anything that was going on. But then the Speaker Pelosi decided to push for the House committee to do its own examination, so that's what this is all about. She bypassed the regular procedure to have the committee voted on.
Well, right, and of course it's political. They're using it to frame into a particular political narrative that they want to continue to emphasize, and they want to emphasize it because 2022 is literally just around the corner. They have to have this, you know, as a hot button issue to divide people, gin up a lot of bad faith and bad feelings.
Yeah, and we'll see where all of this goes, because certainly it's up in the air. Now, one last little thing before we have to go to break. Gloria Estefan, remember her?
Well, of course, yeah, Miami Sound Machine, Gloria Estefan.
She's issued a passionate plea to the Biden administration to provide Cuban assistance amid pro-freedom protests, saying now they are saying enough.
Well, I'm glad that she's saying that, absolutely. And hopefully, because she has a prominent voice, that the Biden administration will hear it and respond to it. But I'm sorry to say, don't hold your breath.
She's got a prominent voice, and she can sing, too. All right.
That's right.
All right, hold on there. All right, folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll let you know what's going on here. We've got some more information about New York, about the Metro subway system. All right, I'll be right back. Larry Elder is going to take us to break this time.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to schedule a test vote for a bipartisan infrastructure bill this Wednesday. A bipartisan group of senators are still working to flesh out the $1.2 trillion framework of the proposal, but Wednesday's vote would be to advance a shell bill, with the finished work swapped in when it's done. A federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of 8 students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policy violates the 14th Amendment. And a Florida man has been sentenced in the first felony case from the investigations into the January riots at the Capitol. Paul Hodgkins was sentenced to 8 months in prison on a charge of obstructing an official proceeding. Hodgkins is one of more than 500 people who have been arrested for their actions during the riots. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at gcnhemp.com or call 877.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. The website, geico.com. It all starts out there, folks. You go over there. You find out who your local agent is. If you want to call up your local agent, go see them or have them come see you. They'll do that for you. Otherwise, you can actually get a price quote right there on the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And how about this? You really want to save money? You bundle in your homeowner's policy, renter's insurance, or condo insurance policy. You'll save a bunch of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check them out, and make sure that you get a quote on the car or the truck or whatever else it is you got going on. And don't forget to bundle it with your homeowner's, renter's, or condo insurance, and you'll be a happy camper because you'll find out what I found out. It saves you money because I've been with them now for going on just about 18 years, and they've been right there when I needed them. No questions asked. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be today.
Well, I know it's lunch with the Captain Day.
Yeah, that's at noontime.
Yep.
Or thereabouts at over at Mission Barbecue. At 10 o'clock this morning, I'm going to be at the Central Park Performing Arts Center in Largo, which is over there on Central Park Boulevard, if you will. And it's just off the East Bay and where West Bay come together east of Alden at 19. Now, Amanda Mackey, who's been a regular contributor to our radio show for going on, about 8 months, I guess?
Right.
Yeah, she's going to make a big announcement today that she is running for Congress in Florida 13. So she will no longer be participating as a contributor on the radio show as a regular, because one of the rules that Salem has here is once you do that, you have to relinquish your position, because we can't be seen as giving them an advantage to a candidate that doesn't have, say, a radio station to talk on all the time.
Right.
Follow
exactly.
me? Yeah. So I'm going to be over there. Probably will say something. Don't know what the something is yet. My buddy George Buck is going to be over there, who ran for Congress twice. He's endorsing Amanda, I do know. And she's going to have some other dignitaries there as well. So look forward to see whoever it is that's going to be over there. This should be a very well-attended event. Amanda Mackey for Congress at the Central Park Performing Arts Center at 10 a.m. And it's going to start at 10 a.m. sharp. There's not going to be any lollygagging going around. So if you're not there at 10 o'clock, well, too bad, so sad, right?
Well, yeah, but it sounds exciting. That's for sure.
These things always are.
Yep.
Yep, and I'll be on television today, I'm sure.
Very cool.
Yeah. Now, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority Finance Committee Chair Larry Schwartz, during a meeting, said a planned fare hike for mass transit riders in New York City would be pushed back until at least next year as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to hammer New York's economy. Well, duh on that one, and way to go. Common sense, I guess, huh?
Well, yeah, this is one of those rare news stories where we get to report some common sense things happening, especially regarding the economy, because that's right. Especially with inflation going on, dollars aren't going as far as they used to. So this is a welcome story.
You don't ever raise taxes when the economy's bad, or raise fares and things like that, tolls. That's a thing you don't do. Now, there's a whole bunch of states that need to learn that, because some states are in the middle of raising their tolls because, oh, well, you have to have more money to pay for the free stuff. Yeah, here we go.
Well, exactly right. And, I mean, have you ever seen, you know, this? What happens is people will back off. I mean, some people may have to use that service or that ride or whatever it is. But in many cases, when prices go up, consumers pull back. And the company or the service or whatever it is, they actually make less in the long run.
Speaking of service, North Carolina, a county in North Carolina, is now starting to offer door-to-door COVID-19 vaccinations.
Well, wow. Again, I'm not surprised. I know that this has been talked about.
I hope they're wearing a helmet and shoulder pads.
Well, that's right. That's right. You know, it's interesting, though, that even with Joe Biden, as, you know, playing the part of the kindly old president guy, can't somehow get to the COVID-19 vaccination goals that they boldly put forth back during the beginning of the administration. It tells you that something else is going on, and maybe they haven't been approaching it right. But, yeah, you're right. The door-to-door thing could be problematic in many more ways than one.
Now, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer's got a little bit of a problem, because yesterday he announced plans to set up the vote in a drive to nudge negotiators along, saying the Senate could move ahead with what would be a shell for the eventual legislation while negotiators have a few more days to finish the bill. Now, moving ahead requires 60 votes, and Schumer would need at least 10 Republicans to agree to get the 60 votes. That's not going to happen. He's thinking that it would likely come from amongst the 11 Republicans involved in the negotiations, and several of them have already said they're not going to vote on anything until the legislation and the bill is ready to be produced, and it's not.
Well, that's right. We were just talking about common sense. Well, they've got common sense on their side, because they can go to the American people via the different media outlets, talk shows, and so forth, and explain, look, we're not going to vote for something as a shell, this container for this thing that the Democrats just want to push through.
Charles Chucky Boy Schumer is going to try to drive it to a point, and I don't know why, because it's not going to go anywhere. It just isn't. It's obvious.
Well, exactly right. And so I think he'll be on the losing end of that.
Well, they don't want to be there, because then guess what? They might not be able to get it through at all.
Precisely. And again, because I think he could get rid of any kind of goodwill that exists out there to act to do real infrastructure, but when it can be shown what they're really up to, then that could blow the whole thing for him for the foreseeable future.
Now, the U.S. has charged four Chinese nationals working with a spy agency and a global hacking campaign. Now, there's probably more involved, but four to begin with are being locked up.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, exactly. They look like they were going after both private and government entities in the U.S. and other parts of the world as well. So, I mean, this is a very serious issue.
Yeah, and they got caught, and that's their problem, I guess. Okay, now, what about Minnesota? Top Minnesota Democrats, including the governor, want a controversial far-left state lawmaker to resign over reports of his past domestic violence allegations.
Very interesting, yes. Well, again, he's sort of a left-leaning...
He's a radical. He's a loony.
Yeah, well, again...
Normally, they don't want the loonies gone. They want them in their camp. And he's one of the ones that stands with Omar a lot up there and all that.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, but the standard should be the standard. I mean, if these are legitimate and allegations and there's some kind of depth to them and so forth, yeah, then they treat whoever it is the same as they treat anybody else. Absolutely.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We don't know. So what?
So it's got to come out. But the whole point is that, you know, yeah, if it's political in that regard, people see right through it.
By the way, our Governor Ron DeSantis has warned illegal immigrants that are flocking to Florida, stay off the beach.
Right.
Remember, I told you some of them are coming in via water?
Right.
They are.
Well, and again, doesn't this go back to the Obama administration taking away the 1 foot dry foot? Wet foot.
And the other thing is Texas state troopers found a semi loaded with 105 migrants in the back in the middle of a load, hidden in the middle of a load that was headed eastbound towards us.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, that's, first of all, number one, it's completely unsafe, and you can't imagine the kind of danger that creates for the people who get stuffed into the truck. And again, the Biden administration turning a blind eye, they don't hear it, they don't see it, they don't care.
Okie dokie. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. Coming right back with the Highway and Byway Report.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why, thank you, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Plane J Truck Stop, the nation's largest truck stop chain. If you're out there tonight and you're not a member of the Drivers Club, pull into a Pilot or Flying J, check them out, and go right over to the kiosk and join the Drivers Club. It's free. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, you'll get points for the food you buy, you'll get points for the supplies you buy in the store. And you can add them all up and use them when you want to, just like as if you got a checking account. It spends just like real money. All right, here we go. Going to start things out here. It's an all-gal night, and this one, this time, is going to be Cher. And just imagine you're on the battleship Missouri, and she comes walking out in one of those classic see-through outfits with things covering places that need to be covered. But other than that, it leaves nothing to the imagination. Good old Cher.
Rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I made you cry, but baby, if I could turn back time, if
me that Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time. You remember that one, Kyle?
I do. Back from 1989.
I might have seen that television special, because that was a TV special that she did on Born in Missouri.
Yeah, and it was a music video that was made, and a little controversial at the time, not just because of the outfit, but because some people didn't think it was appropriate on a battleship. But but the Navy had agreed to have it done, but definitely a big hit for Cher.
The sailors loved it.
I'm sure that they did. Exactly. And that song, by the way, written by Diane Warren. No relation, but a great songwriter, though.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Well, let me read that thing here. Let's see. Multiple locations across the U.S. may see heavy rain and storms with possible flooding on Tuesday. They include northern New England and the interior northeast. Across the southeast to the Gulf Coast states, also in the Four Corners region, and perhaps a small part of the northern Ear Mountain West. Otherwise, the heat and elevated fire weather threats will persist in the northern plains to the northwest. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. Tonight, of course, the Bootleg Fire, this in southern Oregon, continues to rage. 340,000 acres and more evacuations evidently are going to be in order. This is going to be northeast of Klamath Falls. It's going to hit between Route 97 and Highway 395. And again, a large fire there in the Fremont National Forest area, known as the Bootleg Fire, also the Log Fire in that vicinity as well. But we do have fire weather warnings all through southern Idaho, also through most of the state of Wyoming, mostly western and parts of southern and northeastern Wyoming tonight. Excessive heat warnings in Montana, this along I-90, also U.S. Highway 2 up in the northern part of Montana. Excessive heat warning, this is going to be around Billings. Also air quality alerts for our friends in Helena, also in Missoula, fire weather warnings in northern Idaho as well, and most of central Washington, southern Washington state, and northern Oregon as well. So that's what's happening out west tonight. And one of the big problems, obviously, is going to be those dry conditions and possible dry lightning, which can spark new fires. So there's a lot going on.
All right, we got some poor air conditioning conditions from northern Minnesota. This time it's drifted down into Minneapolis-St. Paul, all the way up there towards the Canadian border and all the way across the northern part of the state. So be advised of the poor air quality up there. We do have some flooding along the western part of Michigan, along Lake Michigan tonight, as well as down around Gary and that little small section of Indiana on the southern part, the boot part of Indiana right now. And over on the other side of the lake, over there by Lake Erie, we've got some flooding up in there. And it looks like as if the wind is blowing the water towards land is what's going on. And then we've got some fog around Pittsburgh on down to the West Virginia line. We've got some fog conditions also over on Philadelphia and a little bit west of Philadelphia, Valley Forge over into Jersey and up towards Allentown. And we've also got some scattered fog coming down 95, going down into Jersey and down along the water towards Virginia. But there's rain right now in the northern part of Alabama across from Mississippi all the way to Georgia. So that rain is right up there in the very northernmost part of Alabama. We do have along I-85 tonight some scattered flood warnings and watches, some rain over in the northeastern part of Georgia as we move up into South Carolina, where we've got a thunderstorm advisory there right now, but nothing happening at the moment. Just the chances are good for thunderstorms. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And from there, we will jump over to the telephone line real quick. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Okay, we had a Florida man out of Tampa get sentenced yesterday to 8 months in prison for something he admitted to doing.
Yeah, interrupting official congressional business.
Well, he agreed to the charges for some reason.
He was very apologetic and this and that. But here's the deal. Does anybody remember the protests during the Kavanaugh hearings?
I do, yeah.
Does anybody remember how many times Code Pink, under the leadership of Medea Benjamin, interrupted official business in Congress?
Yeah, it seemed like it was daily.
Yeah, so I guess my question is, why is this guy serving 8 months, and where are the convictions of Code Pink or any of those that participated in the chaos, and I will say chaos, during the Kavanaugh hearings? I mean, this should be an outrage, to be honest with you.
Well, anyone that threw a firebomb at a cop, okay, that's assault with a deadly weapon, and all those people up there in Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis, St. Paul, where that, in fact, was done, they haven't been charged, or they were charged and they were all let go. So there you go. All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming back with more right after the top of the hour news.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.